Hello? Can you understand me? Hi. It's really nice to meet you. Are you comfortable, human? Huh? You're a bit confused, probably. That's okay. Please just don't panic. Yes. You are in outer space. You're no longer on Earth. And I am what you would call an alien. It's such a silly word. I prefer extraterrestrial. You might also be familiar with that. My name is Gaia. At least that's the name I present myself with to humans. Could I know what your name is? I can't say I've heard that one before. It's a soothing name nonetheless. You must have a ton of questions. I will do my best to explain to you. You are currently in Terra Continental YX. It's a side ship for our expeditions. We are currently slightly out of Terra's orbit. If you look to your left, you can see your planet. It's beautiful, isn't it? So many colors. Such rich blue. You know, we barely see these kind of colors in the galaxy. You are so lucky to live on such a precious planet. Anyways, you have been selected. You've been selected for this month's harvest. Hey. It's okay, calm down. I promise, I do not intend to hurt you or make you feel bad in any kind of way, okay? I know it's hard to trust me, but please try. I'll try not to upset you. You have been selected for this month's harvest because of your DNA. Would you please allow me to explain further? Alright. So, I belong to the galaxy's most ancient species. We are actually quite similar to your kind, yet a bit more advanced. We can change forms. Any kind of form. I scanned your brain to look for clues to what your ideal mating partner's form would look like. And I have to say, I am quite pleased with your desired mate's body. I think you would call this a femboy on your planet. I can see why you are into these kind of males. I find myself looking very pretty and soft. I know this might be a very confusing question since I haven't explained more details, but would you say you are attracted to me if I were on Earth with you? I'm very happy to hear that. So, our species currently rules the galaxy. You haven't heard of us because we want to keep it that way. We do not want to disturb any kind of other life. We just want you to live in harmony with yourself without knowing there is something more out there. Now, listen closely, human. This is a very important detail. Our species is currently assembling a data bank, a sort of backup of all current species in the galaxy. If something were to happen to Terra inhibitors, animals, the humankind, any race, ethical group, we can repopulate the planet by harvesting fertilized cells. We want to restore balance and order on the planet in case of an emergency. You can see it as a sort of higher management to keep the natural order in the universe. We aim to keep order and balance on planets from a distance. You need to know that we have good intentions. We are a very constructive species. We do not wish to cause any harm or hurt to anyone. That is why we are using our technology and advanced understanding to harmonize the universe. Do you understand this? Good. So, you are a male human. How extracting the procreative cells in your case would work is as followed. The idea is to have as much sperm of yours as possible to fill a container. The seed will then be frozen in time and kept forever. Eventually, it will be planted into a compatible female. Females actually undergo a similar process here, yet they are kept under narcotics for about a week until an impregnated egg cell can be extracted. Both males and females would then be brainwashed and put back in their beds on Earth with no memories of this ever happening. Kind of like the reverse thing that just happened to you. The last thing you can remember before this situation is you falling asleep in your own bed, right? So, after the seed collection process, you would be put back in your bed, peacefully, with no memories of this ever happening. All that will stay is a fake story developed by the brain. Sort of like filling in the details of a strange dream the morning after. That's exactly what this would do to you. A vague dream fading slowly. Do you still understand what I'm saying to you? Good. Do you already have an idea where I am going with this? Yeah, that's right. I basically wish to have sex with you. I would like to, what you call, bottom for you. And I would like you to come in me. That way I can extract the seed from inside of my body afterwards and safely store it. Now, if you wish to continue with this, I would like to ask you for your verbal consent. I need you to understand that we would have sex in a comfortable environment, and we will aim for you to ejaculate inside of me as many times as possible. If you do not wish to continue with this, and you do not give consent, then you will simply be put back to sleep and placed on Earth, with, of course, no memories of this ever happening. And then another human will be selected, in hopes of having their consent. You have the complete control and choice over what happens next. Do you wish to give consent and go through with this? Thank you. I am delighted to hear that. You need to know that you are doing us, and especially your species, a great favor. I would like you to take my hand. Don't be scared of touching me. See? I feel exactly like a human. I would like to invite you to follow me to a special room, a bedroom, AI generated to look as comfortable and cozy as possible. Come with me. So, what do you think? Yeah, of course, feel free to try out the bed. Feel free to take it all in at your own pace. Feel how soft the sheets of the bed are. How soft the bed is. Nice and fluffy like a pillow. How the soft heat of the fireplace feels like coming home. May I join you in the bed? May I come a bit closer? I can feel that you're still a bit hesitant about all of this. That's normal. I don't want to rush and convince you that this is all normal, because in a way it's not. But I promise you can relax yourself completely. I'll try to help you. May I touch you? Just relax. It's okay. Did I get the eye color right? Just look deeply in my eyes. I know you like this eye color. And my hair, my face, my body. It's just for you to enjoy. May I kiss you? Yeah. You're quite a good kisser for a human. May I take off your clothes? Okay. May I also take off your underwear? You don't have to worry. I know it's a bit nerve-wracking for another boy to see you for the first time like that, let alone an alien boy. It's okay. Wow. No, yeah, you have an excellent penis. Don't worry about it. Would you like to take off my clothes? Also my underwear. So, do you like what you see? Exactly how you like it? I'm glad to hear that. Do you want to see my butt? It's very soft and bubbly. Yeah, of course. Go ahead. You can feel it. It's all for you to enjoy. Although this situation is quite artificially assembled, I really want you to enjoy this. It's the only time you're going to find the ideal sex partner for you. I mean, to the last detail, this body is your ultimate fantasy, you know? I want you to enjoy me. Do you feel comfortable? Okay. May I pleasure you orally, please? Okay. Thank you. Are you ready? Oh, I know that people don't usually moan giving blowjobs, but I thought you would find it stimulating. You do like it, don't you? Oh, yeah. Of course, you can go down on me if you want to. Not my penis. Oh, sure. You'd like to eat me out for a bit. That's okay. Here you go. I'll just lay down for you. You're so good at that. Would you like to continue? We can get sidetracked for a bit, but ultimately, I would like you to fuck me. How would you like to do it? We can do doggy, or you can come and lay on top of me. You wanna see me ride you? Oh, sure, sure. Absolutely. Please lay down for me on your back. You can lean a bit against the edge of the bed if you want to sit up. Please enjoy me. This is the best ass you're going to feel in a while. Are you ready for me to sit on your dick? You are? Good. Oh, don't worry about that. I'm already looped up naturally. It will slide in just fine. Also, I won't have to adjust to your size, so we can get started immediately. Just relax and enjoy me, okay? Really good. You have such an excellent penis. Uh. hands on my hips. You can guide me a bit. Adjust the pacing. Just the way you like it. This is your moment to enjoy. Okay. So good. Good boy. Good boy. You're close already? Good job. Good. You, as I said, you can come deep inside me. You can do it. I would love that. Squirt your seed. I'll keep it for harvesting. Please try to come as deep as possible, all the way inside my belly. Yeah, that will give the best success rate for not spilling too much. Yeah, pull me in a bit more. Good job. Good idea. Oh yeah, that's it. Squirt yourself out. Squirt deep inside me. So warm, so thick. That felt amazing. Would you like to take a break? Or would you like to go again? Maybe a little kissing break? Yeah, of course. Here. You ready to continue? You're so hard, human. No, it's not like we don't have sex. Our own species, it's just that your cocks just hit a little different. I am also really enjoying this, you need to know that. I hope that's clear by my expressions. Like I said, this is meant to be enjoyable, not just sex for the sake of harvesting. Although that's the main purpose. You're quite good at this too, you know. You're good at making a boy feel good with your penis and the way you're holding my hips and smiling at me. It all feels so good. Good boy. You're gonna come again? Yeah, of course. Come as hard as you like. Yeah. Give it to me. I want your cum. Keep going? Are you sure? Okay. Unload again. Yeah, come in me. Come your seed so hard. More seed. More. One more time. You can handle it. I believe in you. I love it when I bones on you, huh? Yeah. You'd like me to kiss you when you come your last time? No problem. I hope that felt as good for you as it did for me. This has to be my most successful breathing session in a long time. I will get off of you now, if that's okay. All that cum stored in my belly seats so deep inside me. I promise I'll keep your seat safe. It will be put to good use eventually. Thank you, human, for your cooperation. I really hope you liked this. Would you like to kiss a bit more? Some aftercare, as you say. Can I come and lay in your arms? Thank you, human, for your service. We are all very grateful. You'll never be forgotten. Huh? Oh. No, I am sorry. Unfortunately, we will never see each other again. I understand that it's easy to fall in love with someone that looks exactly like your dream partner. I am sorry for this. I am sorry if I'm causing you heartbreak. I will fall asleep in your arms with you, and then you'll wake up just as discussed, without any memory of this happening, or me. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. You, of course, may enjoy cuddling me as long as you're awake. Are you ready to drift to sleep? Okay. Oh, one last gift before sending you back. I would like to give you the golden kiss of sentimental essence. It's a kiss that our species can give to humans. It's a gift for you. The golden kiss is essentially a sentimental essence. It will give you pheromones. Special pheromones that stay in your body forever. They balance out your own pheromones, and it makes it easier for the love of your life to fall for you. If your soulmate gets on board of this ship, they will get the exact same essence after coming here. You will find each other after both being sent back to Earth. Yes, your paths will cross, definitely. Can I trust you with this gift? All right. There you go. Yeah, I bet that's the sweetest kiss you've ever had. Come here. Good night, human. Sleep tight. I wish you and your soulmate a long and happy life together. One last kiss before drifting to sleep.